Thank you for that introduction. And I'm very glad to be here. This is my second time coming to Ridgewood. I was telling Helen, I don't know what Ridgewood looks like during the day. But I've been able to find my way around in the dark, so I'm very happy to have learned to navigate. I guess I'm an instrument flyer as opposed to one who navigates by the sun, because I've never seen the sun. So my job is to start us off by kind of setting the tone. I have a group called the Abbott Leadership Institute at Rutgers University. And we've been around now since about 2002. As a matter of fact, three of the four speakers in addition to me have been regular members of the class or from time to time anyway. And so they understand who we are and what we do. We started out with 19 parents and one teacher. And now our classes go up to anywhere from 50 to 75 to 100 people, depending upon how hot the issue is and how interested people are in that temperature. So we have parents now, we have teachers, we have young people who are teenagers, young people who are in college learning to be teachers, and we have what we just call community advocates. And what do we do? We are involved in empowerment, in the empowerment process, in the process of empowering people from a parental perspective, how to get involved in schools and make them better. Now, the outline or the scene that was just described by our moderator is based upon a definition of quote unquote school reform that has evolved over the last few years. Actually, you could take it way, way back, but we don't have to go back that far. It's the most recent iteration of the far right, and they just happen to now be focused on privatization of schools. But before that, before we had any idea of what was coming to Newark, there were a bunch of us struggling for school reform, real school reform. And I was happy to join that struggle when I came back from living and working in Irvington, where I was town attorney for a while. And I came back and I said, well, we need to put together a group of people who are going to work in the context of the Abbott program, which some of you may know was the result of a decision by the Supreme Court that said urban school districts need to have more resources equal to the best suburban districts, probably like Ridgewood. And there needs to be school reform based upon, among other things, I'm giving you a shortcut version here, parental involvement. So we wanted to make sure that happened. But as time went by, we saw that it was harder to do than we expected. Let me just read a little bit. This was, now when you write a book, this book has been out since January, and I've got a few copies here for, some people have already bought some, so the rest of you may want to do it as well. But when you write a book and you say, well, the book just came out in January, actually, the book was written now almost 3 years ago. It takes that long to get it ready after you get yourself into a position where you think. So what I found out when I came back to join the struggle to get people involved in school, this is what I had to say. I attract a lot of people who have already been involved in advocacy for better schools. Some people are very good at banging at the door to gain entry for rights they are entitled to have. However, few people understand what they have to do once the door is open and the power structure says, come on in and sit down at the table. Such is the situation with the Abbott case remedies and No Child Left Behind. The advocacy skills are far different at the table than those used in demonstrations, takeovers, and picket lines, as we learned in the medical school fight. That was an urban renewal struggle in Newark. People today are frustrated, confused, and angry because the advocacy process is more complicated than they have learned. People are looking for ways to make the changes they need to have, but tend to repeat the same answers they may have been good then, but are no longer valid. As my friend and protege Lucius Jones says, The fight is in us, but we don't understand the nature of the fight. So the Abbott Leadership Institute was designed to bring people such as you see right here at the table, who all of us come from a different perspective, but we get together and we teach each other and we learn from each other. Everybody up here, I can say I have learned something from, and I hope I have been able to teach as well. So as years have gone by, there's a different set of players, there's a different game. The game was defined by our moderator. So we have had to learn to adjust in the struggle to make sure we can accommodate the people who we want to help, which are the parents and the children and ourselves as people who are interested in not only democracy, but in empowerment. So here's a kind of a formula that all of us have used at one point or another, whether we be in New York, whether we be in Montclair, whether we be in Newark, whether we are all over the state, as Deborah is. One of those things that we've learned collectively is, number one, collect the information about the school policy that is troublesome. Use the information collected to formulate a perception of the problem. Get together with a critical mass of people and share the information, and use the information and initial perception to raise questions. Use that information and perception to formulate an appropriate, organized, not individual, but organized response to make schools better in conjunction with other stakeholders, and go out with at least five people and put that response in action. So I think what you're going to hear here today is how people have negotiated that kind of formula in one way or another in different localities at different times, all in the context of this new thing called school reform, which they have visited upon us, pushing and trying to push our definition of what's best for the children to the curb.